The following program is pre-recorded to air at this time. Welcome to Lotus Radio's weekly public service show, In Depth. To have your nonprofit featured, email psa@lotusradio.com.
This morning on In Depth, I have the pleasure of speaking with Amy DeWitt-Smith, the executive coordinator at Neighbor Network of Northern Nevada. Amy, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start off. Tell me about Neighbor Network of Northern Nevada.
Yeah, so N4, as we go by for short, is a nonprofit organization that's been operating here in Washoe County since May of 2015. We have branched out now into 12 counties across Northern Nevada, and our programs are really intended to connect community members with each other as well as needed services and resources. So it's all about kind of creating that village within our communities and identifying the different strengths and talents of community members to participate and really feel productive.
So N4 describes itself as a village. What is the idea behind this kind of connection within the community?
So, you know, I grew up in Gardnerville, Nevada. You know, I had a single mom. So when I was younger, I really recall relying on my neighbors and community members for support. And as I've come to Reno, went to UNR and started my own family, as well as working in the fields of aging and disability services, I've really recognized the importance of community and being able to know your neighbor and get that type of community support, as well as empowering people to really identify how they can contribute regardless of their age or their ability. So I would say, you know, early on, our mission has been driven to, you know, not only connect people in the community, but really empower them to utilize the skills they have to get not only what they need, but then also give to others as well in that kind of reciprocal way.
So how do people get more information about N4? Where can they find this info?
The best way would be to check out our website, neighbornv.org. Another way is to give us a call. Our phone number is 775-453-4774. And we also have a general email inbox. It's people@neighbornv.org. So if people want to send questions to that inbox, we're always happy to respond.
And what are your current programs and any special projects?
Sure. So our very first program that we started in 2016 is our time exchange. And in that program, anyone can join. So it's open to all community members, again, across those 12 counties in Northern Nevada that we serve. For example, in the time exchange, let's say I walk your dog for 1 hour a week. I can bank that time, and then I can have another community member teach me how to play guitar or learn how to speak Spanish. So it's this really great way where I can use my skills and things that I can do to earn time credits to then get things that I might need a little bit of help with, or maybe I don't really like doing so much myself. And then our other program, our second program that we started, we really recognized there were a lot of community members who they loved the idea of the time exchange. They loved this idea of being a part of a village, but they didn't really need anything. They just wanted to contribute. And so we did start our Volunteer Village program shortly thereafter. And in our Volunteer Village program, we do utilize volunteers in kind of more of the traditional sense, you know, with some administrative activities and program support. But what's unique about our volunteer program is we do a lot to collaborate with other organizations in the community. And so if other organizations who are partners maybe have a special event or something coming up, we identify volunteers who have a passion for that community cause and try to make that connection for them. And we also offer time credits in our time exchange for any volunteers that want to go spend time with some of our community partners as well.
Sounds amazing. So not only can people get time credits for helping other individuals, they get time credits for also volunteering for events and with other organizations.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep. So we try our best to learn about people when we meet them. So when our members come, we do an interview and, you know, we really want to find out what are they passionate about, what kind of really kind of motivates them to do things in the community. And so obviously we're going to find opportunities for that within N4, but there are also a lot of really great things that they can do in the community too. So we want to make sure that we're kind of bridging that and helping to introduce them to some other opportunities.
In the community care program, what is an example of how a community care partner would engage those in care to participate in activities using some of those persons' interests, their preferences?
Our community care program is our direct care service program. So in this program, we have essentially two service types. We have contracts with the state regional centers to provide home and community-based services to people with intellectual and developmental disabilities who are 18 and up. And then we also have quite a few state and federal grants that allow us to provide respite care services to people who are 60 and up. So respite care is really defined as providing care services that give a primary care partner a break. So if someone who is 60 and up is receiving support from either a relative, a family member who either lives with them or outside of their home, maybe even a neighbor, and that person needs a break, or maybe the person receiving care just needs a little bit more help, then we can come in with our paid trained staff and provide that kind of supplemental care service. We also are really flexible. If people have someone in mind they want to hire to provide that respite care, then we will train them and make sure that we get that person in there and providing that support. We really try with our community care partners to think outside the box. And so our care support plans are very, very individualized. So, I mean, we've had our community care staff will go get a fishing license and take somebody fishing. That's considered respite care at N4. So depending on what that person's interest is, we really want to make sure the time we spend with them is meaningful and engaging. And that usually makes their primary caregiver feel a little bit better about taking a break because they know that they're having fun and they're enjoying that time while they go off and kind of get some respite.
It sounds really great. It looks like if a local business or organization maybe wanted to offer, like, hey, we can provide some training for someone to get a fishing license, would that possibly be an opportunity for a business to come in and help train on some additional activities?
Yeah, I mean, we're always open to community partnerships. So we're always looking for ways that we can connect our community care partners as well as the people we serve with additional opportunities such as that. We also, you know, work with, like I said earlier, people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So they are often looking for volunteer and employment opportunities as well. So our staff will reach out to local businesses and organizations for opportunities like that as well. So because they have that community care partner with them every step of the way. So the business can kind of open up their door to allowing this type of partnership, but we provide that additional support as well with having somebody kind of right there with them as a support person.
And if someone wants to get involved in these programs, start volunteering or, you know, start working in these different programs, what kind of opportunities are available to do that?
You know, as I said, we have this awesome community care partner position. It's really flexible, part-time, full-time hours. It starts at $16 an hour. You know, we offer full health insurance benefits, vision, dental, as well as a gas stipend. We even pay a stipend each month to pay for our community care partners to do activities with people. So we remove any barriers to go, you know, to the movies or a show or to do some sort of community activity. We'll cover that cost for the staff. So if they want to check out our website, neighbornv.org/careers lists all of our open opportunities. We're also looking for an additional program coordinator for our community care program. In our Northwest region, we've grown quite a bit. So looking for another program coordinator there. And then, of course, volunteer opportunities are always, you know, available depending on what a person's interest is. We are looking for someone who wants to kind of be a champion in their community and can maybe oversee and help out in our time exchange and volunteer village program. So somebody who can just give maybe a couple of hours a week and, you know, connect with our members, check in with them, and then maybe help with some orientations and stuff. And that volunteer position can be completely remote. So they don't have to come into our office if they're not comfortable. It's really just kind of keeping in contact with our current members and helping to check in.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
So is there anything about the current programs, anything else that you want to mention about those?
Yeah. So we do have a transportation program. So we have both an in-house transportation program as well as a really cool statewide project that we started last year. So our in-house project or program has been operating with Lyft. So we have an agreement with Lyft and provide a 50% discount on Lyft rides to people with disabilities and older adults. People can use their smartphone to utilize those ride vouchers, or if they don't have a smartphone or maybe they just don't quite, you know, have the comfort level to use a smartphone to schedule rides, we do have a concierge option so they can call our office and we'll schedule the ride for them through a special platform that we have with Lyft. We did just start operating a brand new Ford Transit passenger van that's wheelchair accessible. So we're able to give rides in Washoe County with that van. And then our statewide project is called N4 Connect. If anybody wants to check it out, you can look at the app. It's on iOS as well as Android. It's under N4 Connect. And this is a really cool technology that we came up with to connect the different transit providers across the state. So it's currently in 12 counties in the north. It's Washoe, Story, Carson, Douglas, Lyon, Churchill, Humboldt, Pershing, Elko, Lander, Eureka, and White Pine. And then we will scoop up the remaining 5 counties in the state next year in year 3. So this technology is awesome. It allows a community member to go in, schedule a ride request, or see what opportunities they have for ride programs depending on where they're at, different special programs that they might be eligible for based on age or ability, and it'll link up those programs. So they don't just have to take a ride within one program, but it'll actually chain their trip across different programs. And so this has been really great because it can be challenging for people to kind of understand what transportation service options they have available to them. And so this kind of puts it all in one app. And again, we're very sensitive to the fact that not everybody is using smartphones. Not everybody has the comfort level with using a smartphone application. So there's still a web platform, and people can still call their local transit operator, you know, dispatcher to have rides scheduled for them through the platform. They certainly don't have to use the app if they don't want to.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of great ways to access this resource, some different branches to it as well. So to clarify, there is the N4 app, right? And then you have the concierge service where you can call in, and the web platform.
Yep. Yeah. So under transportation, we have this kind of overarching statewide platform. That's N4 Connect. That's the app. And then we participate as one of those providers. And in Washoe County, we provide rides through Lyft and then the N4 passenger van.
And then do you happen to have the number for the concierge service or any of the other numbers that anyone might call to access?
Our office number is the best way to get connected for any of our programs and projects. And that number is 775-453-4774.
Well, if you're just joining us on In Depth, I am talking with Amy DeWitt-Smith, Executive Coordinator at Neighbor Network of Northern Nevada. You can visit their website, neighbornv.org, email them at people@neighbornv.org, or call them at 775-453-4774. Tell me a little bit more about the N4 Connect app. You mentioned that it's sort of an umbrella for other services to come under, other transport services to come under and provide their services. So what does this look like? What are some of the partners right now currently available through the N4 Connect app?
We currently work with transit providers all the way from the Eureka County Senior Center to Elko Transit. We have Pleasant Senior Center in Winnemucca, and all of these systems link up to the urban transit. So even RTC Washoe is visible in our app and shows their service area as well. So, and of course, there are lots of other, we have 17 different transit agency partners now. And again, that's in the 12 counties in Northern Nevada. Next year, we'll scoop up Vegas and those southern counties as well. So what's great about it is depending on where you are and where you're inputting the ride information, where you are, where you want to go, it will then show you a list of not only the transit providers that are going to be available for that particular ride, but it also gives you different options. So if you want to go somewhere, you can click on the most, you know, the greenest option. So the most, you know, kind of eco-friendly, or you can do the fastest route or the walking route or using a bicycle. And so it also helps people kind of navigate even just within their nearby area and can kind of make a decision on, you know, different costs for different types of rides as well as options depending on what their preferences are. Somebody who uses a wheelchair can even select that they need wheelchair accessible transportation. So it's got a lot of functionality and features that make it pretty person-centered to the user.
So let's say someone already rides the RTC bus. Are they able to then take, you know, their payment from there and use that on the N4 Connect app? Or is it more of a search tool? Are you able to, you know, pay for different transportation services on there?
Yeah, that's a great question, because our next phase, kind of phase two with the app, is to include a mobility wallet. So it'll do just that. It'll allow people to make payments that can then be dispersed across different transit agency partners. But you also make a really good point. You know, if somebody does take RTC's bus and the bus only goes a certain way, and maybe they need to get out to Spanish Springs or Cold Springs or some other area outside of that public transit system, what the app does is allows them to pick up another transportation service option when the first one stops. So where that bus stop is, they can then take another transit service to get home or to wherever they're going.
Yeah, that sounds really great. So not only is this helping people find easier ways to get around, it's also expanding on current options that are available and really helping fill in those gaps. Like you say, like someone reaches one point on RTC transit, they want to get to somewhere else that's a little farther into the community, and they have options to do that. I think it's also a great option that eventually there will be this wallet system, and then that way people can also just do it all in one app right there, in the N4 Connect app, and they can pay for their transit right there and combine all different options.
What's nice too is it also offers options for discounts. So if I'm a veteran and there are specialized transportation services that I would be eligible for because I'm a veteran or because I'm over 60 or I have a disability, the app is going to allow people to have access to those specialized services and discounts as well.
Are there any ways that this app is also going to work with other services offered by N4?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're really working on, you know, just the project as a whole. Our partner for the N4 Connect project is Phoenix Mobility Rising. And they're another nonprofit actually based out of Nebraska. But they share our passion for really focusing on social determinants of health. So looking at ways that transportation not only affects other areas of a person's life with their health and well-being, but it's also an opportunity to connect people with additional resources and services that might not be seen as, you know, kind of traditional transit. So how are the ways that we can, you know, get riders who are already kind of in the system getting rides information on these additional resources and things that they might need, because we're already engaging with them in that ride. And I envision, you know, transit vehicles as these mini communities. I mean, you have people who gather, drivers are having conversations with riders. And so it's a great opportunity for us to really take advantage of how can we get people more connected and support them even further once they get off of that vehicle. And so that's absolutely a goal of ours. We've been, you know, developing different matrices and coming up with different partnerships. We do have a grant application that we submitted to the FTA. We haven't heard back on it, but it would absolutely help link up people to additional resources that are above and beyond transit. So, yep, it's a goal of ours for sure.
Yeah, it would be great to see with the N4 Connect app integrating some of the other programs that you have, integrating that so people can see, yeah, I want to go help this person who's over in Spanish Springs. I'm going to help them with some yard work. Mm-hmm. Let me look on the N4 Connect app and see what's the best route I can take there.
Yeah.
Will be the best option for me.
Our time exchange does currently have both a web portal and an app. It's called Our World, H-O-U-R World. And so that does currently allow people to do just that, kind of see what those service requests are, what the different offers are. It also helps people kind of, you can filter where you're doing services. So, you know, maybe you just want to stick right in your neighborhood, or maybe you're okay doing across the county or even in another county. You can filter your search within the Our World application to identify those service requests and things accordingly.
You mentioned the Our World application, and I saw in there that when you sign up, you become an N4 member. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me a little bit more about that? And what are some of the benefits of signing on to do this?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I really like to utilize the word member because we are a village. And so I never want people who are a part of our programs or projects, no matter what they are, to feel like they're the recipient of charity. You know, we're all in this together. We all play a role. And so we're all members of this village. And that's kind of where that term came from. So no matter which program entry point someone comes in at through N4, they become a part of our village. They are a member. And so, yeah, that's where that kind of comes from. So when they come in, maybe interested in the N4 village, they can then learn about some transportation options that we might have. Or maybe they're looking for work and we tell them about our community care program and some opportunities there, or some additional volunteer options that they might be interested in. So, you know, they get the whole kind of menu once they come in and they do an orientation with us, and then they can decide kind of what degree they want to participate and which programs they want to pick and choose.
Well, if you're just joining us on In Depth, I am talking with Amy DeWitt-Smith, Executive Coordinator at Neighbor Network of Northern Nevada. You can visit their website, neighbornv.org, email them at people@neighbornv.org, or call them at 775-453-4774. Yeah, it sounds really great. So they can really just get started anywhere and then go on from there and see what areas they want to get involved in.
Absolutely.
I think we should expand a little bit on the time exchange program. I was taking a look at it. Just tell me a little bit about that and sort of how the hour-to-hour exchange works for different tasks, and just
sure.
Go into that a little bit for me.
Yeah. So the time exchange, again, is open to any community member. So there's no eligibility criteria or anything like that. All it really takes is someone who has ideas on what they might want to offer to other community members. So it could be interests, special hobbies, things like that. And then they might have some things in mind that they would like some help with. So we sit down and do what's called a gifts list with a person. So we talk about different gifts they have, gifts of the head. Those are things that they're knowledgeable about, information they might be able to share with others. Gifts of the hands are things they can do or make or build. And then gifts of the heart, that's where we find out what people are really passionate about. And so that kind of helps us learn what type of community members they might want to connect with, or even some of our community partner organizations that might be working on a specific cause based on that passion or interest. So we kind of go through this process with them, and then that really helps us make that connection with other community members and other things in the community. So the time exchange was really based on, you know, reciprocity. So making sure that people understand that they give as well as receive. And that's really a message across all of our programs at N4. We're also really redefining work. A lot of times people think if they don't have a formal job, or maybe they're retired or something, sometimes we forget our value. And so we sit down and really talk about, again, those interests and some experiences and things that people have had in their life that could then contribute to other community members. So we're really redefining what it looks like to build a healthy and strong and vibrant community. Of course, respect is one of our core values as well in the time exchange. You know, it's different than, say, a barter system, because in a barter system, a person's time is going to be valued differently depending on the service that they're providing. In the N4 time exchange, everyone's time is just as valuable as another person's time. And so it's very equal and respectful in that way. So, I mean, I love the time exchange. I think it's really empowering. I think it brings people to the same table who may not have otherwise met and really learn to appreciate one another. So it's been a really awesome program to be able to be a part of.
It looks like a very great entry point as well for anyone to get started and help others in their community, right? Like, they don't have to be a professional. They have an interest in something and they have some skills that they can provide to someone else.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the community care program, let's touch back on that and talk about who this program is for, who this program can really help.
Yeah. So in community care, we support adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities 18 and up. And then we also support older adults 60 and up. Our respite care program is really growing and expanding, and we're always looking for additional families who might need that level of support, specifically people living with dementia. We do have a pretty exciting new grant that we just started to provide really specific and tailored dementia case management. So helping families to not only receive the additional resources and support they need when they have a loved one with dementia, but also really, you know, looking at ways that we can be engaged with a person living with dementia and still doing things that they enjoy. And again, giving that primary caregiver a break and giving them an opportunity to feel good about taking that break. So when it comes to respite care, they would like somebody to come to their home so they can get out, run errands, go have lunch with friends, or just, you know, kind of take a break from it all. Others prefer for us to take their loved one out so they can have some time to shower or take a nap or just have some downtime in their home or maybe even get some projects and things done at home.
Yeah, I think that's a great note. So not only is it that someone can come into the home and help, but also help your loved one and take them out into the community, take them out to go do something. And it doesn't only have to be in the home.
Right. Yeah. And I think what's really important too is sometimes inactivity and just kind of sitting at home can really affect a person's health and well-being as well as their cognition. So we're always open to ways that we can get people out, getting fresh air, doing activities they enjoy. And again, that gives that caregiver a break either in the home or an opportunity to go out and do something that they enjoy.
It sounds like there are so many great ways to participate in N4, whether you're an individual looking to volunteer, looking for work, or you're a business looking to partner. So tell me more about N4, how people can get involved, and what are some of the opportunities right now that people can look to get into?
Right. Yeah. So if anyone's interested in getting more information about any of our programs, whether that's the Time Exchange, Volunteer Village, our transportation program, or community care, they're more than welcome to either check out our website, that's neighbornv.org, or they can give our office a call at 775-453-4774. And our email address is people@neighbornv.org. They can also reach out to me directly if they want, if they're interested in any volunteer positions or we are hiring. My direct email is amy@neighbornv.org. Again, we have that community care partner position open, part-time or full-time. It's really fun, flexible hours for anyone working 30 hours or more. We also have health insurance available, a gas stipend. To get more information on that position, people can check out neighbornv.org/careers.
Thank you so much for joining us. I have been talking with Amy DeWitt-Smith, the executive coordinator at Neighbor Network of Northern Nevada. You can visit their website, neighbornv.org, email them at people@neighbornv.org, or call them at 775-453-4774. Thank you so much for joining me, Amy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to In Depth. To have your nonprofit organization featured, please email psa@lotusradio.com.